it caught me off guard. And so I just sat there for a minute on the bed in our bedroom. And then it came back again and said, I was right there. And then it just stopped. And everything, like the projector black screen image that was in my head just disappeared. And I was looking out our window into the night woods from the cabin. And it said, I was right there.
The history of our Earth is so different from what we can imagine.
Enjoy the journey. The Smithsonian, that if they found out about a large skeleton somewhere, was to go get it.
I'm going to assume at least one person is right, because if one person's right, it busts the paradigm.
It all goes back to the fallen cherub. And the problem with the modern-day church, they have a very truncated view of the supernatural.
This backdrop that's just pregnant with all kinds of meaning associated with this Mount Hermon event.
Welcome to Blurry Creatures.
And this guy defects from the kingdom. That's a big deal.
It could have been an 80s hit. Bigfoot Talks to Me.
Could have been.
I think it had a chance to do well on the charts.
Nate and the Redheaded Nephilim. That band could have released a Bigfoot Talks to Me.
Yeah.
Nate and the Feral Sasquatches. That'd be a pretty good punk band.
She Won't Talk to Me, but Bigfoot will.
Or how about She Won't Talk to Me, Patty.
Welcome back to the podcast. Just when you think you can't handle it, we get some fun Bigfoot material. And today we have a great story for you. Kind of lighten it up a little bit. Still strange, still weird, still blurry. But we hear these stories, Luke, all the time. Bigfoot talks to people. And not like comes out of the woods and talks to you like, hey, how you doing? Let's sit down and have a...
Not that way.
A Tim Alberino discussion with the pipe.
It's not Pickles the Cat talking to you.
Yeah. Which was also a great episode if you haven't listened to that one. But Bigfoot can talk to you without opening his mouth. He can just put thoughts in your head. We hear this. I think one of our first encounter stories with our friend Adam in Canada talked about his buddy.
Yeah, that's right.
His buddy that had that happen to him.
Yeah, like, come play with us on this side of the lake. Like, don't do it, guy. Don't go over there. Don't paddle your canoe down that way.
Yeah.
It's an interesting thing, though, right, Nate? This is part of the... We've talked a lot about the Bigfoot camps, and this is part of the old second camp, the Woo camp, right, where there's all kinds of odd and really strange things that happen. People have contact with this... a chimerical creature. And nothing like going back to the big guy. You know, we had our friends in Baxter on who filmed Bigfoot. Of course, we started this podcast. First 10 or so episodes were on Bigfoot, right? Everyone from Duke to Tom Seward, who is the favorite of everyone in the Blurryverse. They love Tom. He's a little grumpy, but, you know, we went through and we talked to Tom Moorhead and, you know, on and on and on. Dr. Jeff Meldrum. Yeah.
We kind of hit the Bigfoot circuit, which, shameless plug, is why we have Bigfoot on a lot of our merch, which we just launched a pre-order for new merch. There's a lot of new Bigfoot designs out there. Hey, right. Check it out.
80s Bigfoot headphones. A Bigfoot as Smokey the Bear. I mean,
yeah, you can't go wrong.
He's out there. He's elusive. He's out there talking to you in your mind, man.
That's right. And people even have the decal sticker now. Stick it right on the back of your window. If you can't get blurry enough, come on down and join the membership. You get access to this and many more. We got another episode later this week. We're recording some angelic encounters. We got a lot of fun stories from people. That's what I love about this. People can come on our podcast and tell us the weirdest thing that happened to them. But today's episode is interesting. It's not really something I've heard before. It's not just talking, but also a visual.
This is pretty unique and I know that we're honored here to be, you know, really be the first people that Nathan shared the story with. So I think you're really going to enjoy this. It's a really fascinating look into sort of the anomalies and the phenomena that surround this really elusive and interesting creature that we talk about on the show in that of Bigfoot mm-hmm. Sasquatch. So buckle up. This is going to be a fun one.
On Blurry Creatures, we do members episodes. We currently are an ad-free podcast for everyone. And our members really make this show happen. So if you want to get access to this, keep the show ad-free. Because a lot of people are learning about the Blurryverse for the first time, and they're getting into their Bibles, and they're just learning a lot, and your help and support helps us kind of keep the show something fun and open and a place where people can come in for the first time and experience some of these, the origin stories, the Gen 6 stuff, the, you know, this ancient war that we're all a part of.
You know, we really try to provide value, extra content, and our members really make this show go. So we're grateful to everyone who supported. If you haven't decided to make the jump, the water's warm. Come in and join us here.
All right, we'll sign up, sponsor the show. Let's get Nathan on this one.